If you're feeling like you are at the end of the year and you're just feeling so tired, well, stay tuned to Impact Radio because I have got Casey and I have Arthur on the line. We're going to be talking about end of year fatigue. Good morning, Arthur, and good morning, Casey.
Morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
Wonderful to talk to you about a topic that is so relevant. People find themselves really pushing the limits when it comes to the hours that they put in throughout the year for various reasons. It can be work, it can be family, it can be both, just that whole not finding that balance. So it's great to have you talking about end of year fatigue. So I'm going to ask you, Arthur, what are those symptoms that people will experience if they have end of year fatigue?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of us are feeling like how you've described, you know, probably experiencing, you know, year-end fatigue, or even worse, some maybe experiencing burnout. But I guess being tired or drained of energy has become, you know, a norm. And for many of us, as we try to, you know, balance work and family life, you know, it's been a long year. And I guess it's so easy to also reach for coffee or energy bars or sugary drinks when you feel like this. I mean, some of the symptoms could be at this time of the year, no motivation to do anything, you know, just one not wanting to finish any project that you still have left, or just see your mood changes as well. You know, those are some of the things that, you know, one may be experiencing at this time of the year where, you know, you just don't want to get out of bed and really go to work or do a project that you need to do.
Arthur, sugary foods is definitely something that's going to be needed to be avoided, but there must be some really good food that can boost your energy in a healthy way. What foods should one consider if they are feeling, if people are feeling fatigued, they feel unmotivated, and instead of going for that coffee with two sugars, what do they go for?
Yeah. I mean, the issue about sugary foods is that energy crash that you may experience after consuming it. Yes, when you're consuming it, you will feel like, you know, there's some energy that you have, but that energy crash you're going to experience will just take you back to how you were feeling before. So I always say, let's have a balanced approach to our eating. You know, we need to choose balanced meals and snacks that would give us sustained energy. You know, sustained energy is something that we're looking for. So if you look at your meals and make sure that your meals are balanced. You have your, you know, whole grains in the form of starches, you know, whole wheat pasta or brown rice or whole wheat bread, and also pair them with, you know, with a nice protein in there, and also just vegetables, a variety of, you know, different colored vegetables. In that way, your plate will be balanced and will just provide you with the energy needs you require, so that you have that sustained energy, so that you don't have a, you know, any energy crash or dip. But also just the importance of, you know, making sure that you have small frequent meals throughout the day. If you have your breakfast, you know, around mid-morning, have your snack in the form of a fruit, for example, you know, have your lunch, you know, have your mid-afternoon snack, and just your dinner. And in that way, that those frequent meals will actually provide you with the sustained energy that we're looking for, and you don't even have to overeat at the next.
Casey, I want to ask you the next question. I'm going to ask Arthur just to put his call on mute, as there seems to be a bit of background noise while he was on air. If you want to unmute yourself as I ask you the question. We talk about having these balanced meals, but when it comes to festive season, one does tend to overindulge. And it's so important not to be overindulging and keep those meals balanced, keep those meals nutritious. But how can we find ways to re-energize ourselves when we are feeling burnt out?
And such good points as well. Just, you know, when we're coming to the end of the year and going into the festive season, you know, we've got all the movies, the adverts, the catalogs, the shopping centers. It's about getting together, lots of social gatherings. It's about shopping and presents, and there's all this pressure of all these things that we are supposed to do, that the pictures tell us we should be doing, and getting to see everyone. And I think for a lot of people, it can also feel really too much. There's so much on the go, especially after, like Arthur said, like such a difficult year. So much has happened. There's been so much stress coming to the end of it. And I think for a lot of people, we're feeling just really depleted. And we feel like we've got no energy. We're maybe even feeling a little bit more agitated. we're feeling really burnt out going into the festive season, which is really busy. And it's interesting in the South African kind of culture is that we work throughout the whole year and we push and we do all these things. And then we come to the end of year for many people who work where we have this leave of 2 weeks and we're supposed to rest and recharge and get set for the new year. But the festive season is really busy. There's lots on the go. People are maybe going away. We're doing gatherings. We're shopping. So it's not a time where we're resting and recovering and healing from the busy year to go into the following year. So for a lot of people, when we're feeling just like, oh, it's enough, our cup is empty. And we often use that analogy as you can't pour from an empty cup. This year has depleted our cup and has put holes in our cup. And we're really going into the festive season feeling exhausted. And I think the most important thing starting now is not waiting till the end of the year to say, well, what can I do now to look after myself, right? It's really being intentional about looking after our bodies, our minds, our spirit, our souls, and really making sure that rest, relaxation, doing things that we enjoy doing that fill our cup is actually on our to-do list. And not just all those social commitments we have to do, not all those gatherings and lunches and shoppings, but actually putting ourselves on that to-do list. Because if we don't look after ourselves, we're starting 2023 on the back foot, feeling just as tired. And after the busy Christmas season, we could feel even more tired. So it's really important to prioritize your mental health, doing more things where you're resting and recovering and doing things that you really enjoy. And we often have a lot of people who say, oh, I'm going to go and have a nap and I'm going to sleep for hours or days, right? Because we feel so physically and emotionally exhausted. But actually, spending time outdoors, obviously for a lot of people in South Africa, it's raining a lot. When it is sunny, going out into nature, getting some fresh air, getting some sun is very good for us. Doing things that we enjoy. Maybe with the busy year, you haven't been able to read as much. Or do something creative, or do that DIY project. It's thinking now to make that list as to what are you going to do this festive season that you enjoy that's going to fill your cup to re-energize you for the year ahead.
Casey, I hear you 100%, but in reality, the question comes in to the mom that's listening to this that has got family coming up and staying by them. The husband is an extrovert and has to have a braai every night with all his friends. And there's going to be no time for this mom thinking, I'd love to just read a book for the next 2 weeks and not worry about anything and have somebody else think of who's going to cook what for Christmas and how the decorations are going to be and have the gifts all being bought. Yes, that all needs to be done. But also, boundaries need to be set. How does that person set boundaries in a healthy way without looking to start a fight and say, but it's holiday season. This is the time where we're supposed to be connecting with everybody. We don't get to do it throughout the year. How do we set these healthy boundaries?
And I think that's so important, you know, coming from someone who can relate, right, is that we have this pressure for the perfect Christmas. And all this entertaining and all the shopping and all these things. I think the healthy boundaries start with us first, is to say, okay, what is really important for this holiday? What do I really want from this? Also, having to not have to commit to every single social gathering. And this could be an important conversation that you have with yourself and that you have with your family. And it could start with your significant other or your partner in saying, okay, let's just have a look at all the invitations we've received. Let's limit it to one a day, one every second day. One of the healthy steps to put in those boundaries could be saying no to some gatherings or not staying the whole time, sometimes leaving a little bit earlier, making sure that you're scheduling some downtime in between where you can kind of rest, recover, catch your breath. It's about having a healthy conversation, but that starts with figuring out, well, what do you want to do? What is more stressful for you? And also looking at taking the pressure off of this perfect Christmas. We want to do it all. We want all the best presents. We want to have the best meals, the best decorations, everything. But sometimes sharing that load is one of the best healthy boundaries you can put in place. And it could be sharing Christmas lunch to say everyone brings a meal. It's not so much about the food. It's about bringing people together. So really looking at what is important to you, what can you delegate out? Planning ahead is really key. And this could be as simple as writing things out, scheduling it out, so that you don't feel like you're having to juggle a million things and that all the responsibility is on you. You know, we often deal with a lot of people who feel overwhelmed, stressed, even a lot of people who are dreading the holiday season. And I think putting in those healthy boundaries is not saying to your family, we're canceling Christmas, we're not doing that gathering. It's just saying, okay, let's find a compromise. You know, I get really exhausted and tired after entertaining. Let's not book anything the day after Christmas. Maybe you want to leave a party early. Having those clear conversations, thinking about putting in some of those boundaries can be really helpful in trying to extend your mental health and your healthy mechanisms over the festive season.
Casey and Arthur, really appreciate your time and your wisdom that you've shared to us about how we eat better, how we are to use our time more wisely, put up those boundaries, also understand what the festive season is all about. If you caught the end of this discussion, head to Impact Radio's website. We're going to upload this discussion on our podcast so you can understand how you can go about enjoying this festive season. Big thank you to Casey and Arthur.